VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. More than 150 people have been killed and hundreds more are missing Sunday after a cyclone swept through southeastern Africa. The United Nations estimates that more than 1.5 million people in Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe were affected by the storm. Tens of thousands of people have been cut off from roads and telephones in mainly poor rural areas. The cyclone made landfall Thursday near the coastal city of Beira, Mozambique, with winds of nearly 200 kilometers per hour. It then moved west into Malawi and Zimbabwe. The UN said about 122 people had died in Mozambique and Malawi. Zimbabwean officials on Sunday confirmed 65 deaths. U.S.-backed forces fighting to recapture the last Islamic State group outpost in Syria admitted on Sunday they are facing, quote, difficulties in defeating the extremists. They say they were being slowed by mines, tunnels, and concerns over harming women and children among the militants. The sheer number of people who have emerged from Baghouz, nearly 30,000 since early January, according to Kurdish officials, has taken the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces by surprise. Most have been women and children whose existence in a labyrinth of underground caves and tunnels was unknown to the fighters. The Indonesian Disaster Agency says flash floods and mudslides in Papua have killed at least 50 people and injured 59, and officials say a moderately strong earthquake has triggered a landslide that hit a popular waterfall on Indonesia's Lombok Island, killing at least two people and injuring dozens. The magnitude 5.5 quake was felt across the island. This is VOA News. In New Zealand, some of the bodies of the 50 people killed in Friday's massacre at two mosques are now being turned over to their families so they can be buried according to Muslim tradition. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee reports.
This is a haka being performed outside the Al Noor Mosque in Christchurch. 41 people were killed here in Friday's attack, and the emotional Maori war dance paid tribute to those lost as mourners silently stood by. Two days after its deadliest peacetime mass killing, New Zealand is still reeling. The death toll continued to rise Sunday, with police discovering another body at one of the mosques.
As of last night, we were able to take all of the victims from both of those scenes. And in doing so, we have located a further victim.
And at Christchurch Hospital, more than a dozen people are still in critical condition, including a child.
Reuters correspondent Grace Lee. Facebook says it's continuing to work to remove all video of the mass shooting, which the alleged perpetrator live-streamed on Friday. Ethiopia held funerals Sunday for the 17 Ethiopians killed in a fatal plane crash last week, but the caskets were largely empty. Only sparse remains were found at the crash site, and those could take up to 6 months to identify, according to Ethiopia's government. A preliminary analysis of the black box of the Ethiopian Airlines flight shows, quote, clear similarities to a crash of the same model plane in Indonesia last year. Newly released documents show that a former advisor to Russian President Vladimir Putin, who died in a Washington, D.C. hotel room, had a broken neck, commonly associated with hanging or being strangled. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The official ruling was that Mikkel Lessen died accidentally of blunt force trauma after falling in his hotel room while intoxicated in 2015. However, there was always speculation, and there's a long history of high-profile Russians turning up dead or seriously ill in foreign countries. The new documents about his broken neck were finally released after Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty filed a Freedom of Information lawsuit, but they offer no clear-cut evidence of foul play. Lessen was Putin's media czar and had amassed a fortune selling TV ads. I'm Julie Walker.
And Russian President Putin will travel to Crimea on Monday to mark the fifth anniversary of Moscow's annexation of the Black Sea Peninsula from Ukraine. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.